Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Hello, we're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in beautiful New York City. This is Jane Hugenberg with the Harlequin Author Spotlight, sitting down at the Jacob Javits Convention Center with New York Times bestselling author Carla Niggers. Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. So your story, Saint's Gate, is a book in a brand new series for Harlequin. Can you tell us about the setting and the characters and what will link these stories together?
All right. Well, we have Emma Sharp, who's an FBI agent who specializes in arts crime and has kind of an interesting past. She's from a renowned family of art detectives, and at the same time, she has her own take on all of that, so I don't want to give too much away, but she has an interesting past. And then we have Colin Donovan, who's an undercover FBI agent, and the two have never met, and yet he's heard of her, but she hasn't heard of him. It's kind of an interesting little setup for them, because they actually grew up a few miles apart on the coast of Maine, but in very different worlds. He's from a lobsterman family, so it creates a lot of opportunities for a great setting.
And conflict. Lots of brothers.
Colin's kind of an interesting character, where he has these brothers, but he's an undercover agent, so he's isolated and alone, and at the same time comes from a strong family.
The story opens with your heroine, Emma Sharp, finding a friend murdered. What has brought Emma to this moment where your story starts?
Yes. Well, she receives a call from a nun on the Maine coast, from in a convent, kind of remote convent on the Maine coast, and asking for her to come. Sister Joan doesn't explain exactly what she wants. And Emma goes to her, thinking it's a personal matter, but it might sort of relate to the FBI. And unfortunately, Sister Joan, they don't get to talk because she's killed. And they don't know, is it murder? Is it happenstance? Is, you know, one of those things where it's just a break-in that she just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? Was she targeted? And Emma swept into, from that moment on, into this series of events and has to figure out what happened.
Your hero has one of the most challenging jobs in law enforcement. He works very deep undercover for the FBI. Who is Colin Donovan, and how has his job made him the man we meet at the beginning of the story?
Well, as I mentioned, he's comes from a lobsterman family. He was a lobsterman himself, and he was also a Maine Marine Patrol agent, and he morphed into becoming an FBI agent. And the reasons for that are, you know, he's driven to do this particular work, and it takes him away from his family and apart. So he stands apart from his family, and yet has a strong family in this little town on the Maine coast. And he has I think one of the interesting things about Colin is there's this mysterious Irish priest who comes to town, and who is he? And I think the reader, you know, we set up some questions about him and his relationship with Colin, and what he knows, what he doesn't know.
And a great taste for single malt scotch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we learn because the priest, his family runs a whiskey distillery in Ireland. So there's in the book, there's the Maine coast, touch of Ireland, and then there, the FBI agent's offices are in Boston. And so it's kind of you have the city, you have Ireland, and you have the Maine coast. So they're all places I happen to love.
And they're all places that have such distinct characters as well. What drew you to set the story in this place?
Well, I actually could see Emma. It doesn't always work that way when I come up with a story, but I could see her at this convent on one of those foggy coastal Maine days, and climbing a fence and finding her friend, the sister, Sister Joan, dead. And so it started with that image, and it went from there.
And the convent is somewhat interesting as well, is that they are set up to do art restoration.
Yeah, in researching and learning more about convents, I mean, I knew some from growing up and, you know, just living your life, but I discovered that so many convents have, they really participate in the world through various means to make a living, to do their work. And this particular comment does art restoration. And that, and remember now, Emma is our FBI agent who specializes in art crimes.
I know. It sort of has this whole Da Vinci Code kind of feel to it that I just loved.
I really enjoyed writing the story and doing the research. And I think there's a lot of interesting stuff in it.
So, Carla Niggers, what can readers look forward to next from you?
Well, I'm working on the next book with Emma Sharp and Colin Donovan. I don't have a title yet, but I'm just starting it. And I just finished another book called Secrets of the Lost Summer, which is a contemporary and a lot of fun to write. And that's set in western Massachusetts, near where I grew up.
Well, thank you, Carla Niggers, for sitting down with us today. That was Carla Niggers, best-selling author of Saints Gate. Thank you.
Thank you.